For this very reason, for the reason that the exercising of the Islamic Sharia has to continue. The Sunnis don't have this. We do. We believe in Imamat. Because exercising the Islamic Sharia has to continue. Then we have 12 Imams. During the occultation, does this exercising of the Sharia continue or not? It has to continue. In the same way it had to continue after the Prophet. And that's wala yatafaqih. It's very simple. Sorry for taking your time. I didn't go into the particulars of wala yatafaqih. Maybe in the question and answer session, if anyone wants any question, we'll reply to them then. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi
at-tahirin. Our next speaker for tonight, I would like to kind of give some background information on him as well. He's a young gentleman, younger than me, born in 1987. And in third grade, he began to attend Islamic schools. And he studied under Ayatollah Mawaridi. And in high school, he went directly to the Hausa. Now, he took the high school exams, passed it, but never physically attended high school. But he went directly to the Hausa. So obviously he's very talented and smart. Inshallah. And then after that, he attended the International Islamic Center of Mashhad to obtain a degree in theology. So I would like all of you to welcome Sheikh Ahmed Mudaris with a loud salawat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا حبيب إلهنا وشفيع ذنوبنا وطبيب قلوبنا أبو القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. قال الله الحكيم في القرآن الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. At first, my dear brother and sister, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I would like to pay my respect and condolence because of shahadat and martyrdom of our 11th Imam, Mawlana Imam Hassan Askari, peace and blessing of Allah upon him and his family. Personally, I really enjoy because of the speech of my dear brother, and he's like my teacher. And inshallah, every of you, inshallah, listen carefully, because I think that 30 minutes, it needs a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge to say this really short speech. But if you really carefully listen to every minute of this speech, it needs a lot of classes, a lot of study to go to this conclusion. And I think that's because of his lots of experience and work and Islamic seminary, especially, I think, because he is in Qom. He was a lot of really great teacher. And inshallah, Allah help us to can use and listen to this kind of information, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing him and his family for his success and for his health, him and his family. Salla ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
The topic is about the walaya, and alhamdulillah, everything in a introduction was really obvious about the walayat of Allah and after that wilayah of Prophet, and after that wilayah of our imams. Because the occasion and the time, we are close to the time of the martyrdom of 11th Imam, and after that, the day after that, we have some kind of ceremony, some kind of celebration for a starting of Imamat of Mawlana Imam al-Zaman. I choose to talk a few moments about the life of our 11th Imam, because we want to respect to his Shahadat and his martyrdom, to know a little about Imam Hassan Askari. And because, alhamdulillah, all of you, you were in the Minbar, different speeches, you know a story of life of Imam Hassan Askari. And the reason we call him Askari is because the Askar in Arabic means a camp of army. Why we call him Hassan Askari? Because from a time he chose as an imam after his father, Imam Muhammad, Imam Ali al-Naqi, or Imam al-Hadi. The people of Bani Abbas, the leader of Bani Abbas, Mutawakkil, he tried to be careful about him, and they were really, if you look at the life of the Khulafa of Bani Abbas, they were really smart. And most of them, they were really good in history and in hadith. He was a person, you hear a lot about our 12th Imam. He will come and he will fight with torturing, and he will save the world, and he's not going to let the Bani Abbas to be a leader anymore. And that's the reason he forced Imam Askari to live in a camp army, to take care of him and know every moment of his life, what's going on in his life, and what time the baby, that specific baby in Shia or Sunni book hadith, if you study, Shia and Sunni believe the savior of Islam and the person who will come at the end of time, he will be one of the son of the Prophet. He's from Ahlul Bayt. That's one hadith from our great Prophet. He said, Al-Mahdi minna Ahlul Bayt. Imam al-Zaman, the savior, or Mahdi, is from our Ahlul Bayt, from my family. And that's the reason they were waiting. One time this baby were born, they can't kill them, and just because they don't want to lose the power they have and the position they have because of that baby. The same story in the time of Moses alayhi salam. Why Pharaoh killed all of the baby they born? Because he saw a dream. In a dream, the people, they know they can't translate the dream. They said a boy baby were born, and he will destroy all of your kingdom. You have to kill all of the baby and stop the born of that baby. The same story happened at the time of Imam al-Zaman. Because they know if this baby born, he never let this kingdom, Bani Abbas, will continue anymore. And that's the reason Imam Hassan Askari, in entering his life, he was arrested and he was in prison or in an army camp. And that's the reason we call him Imam Hassan Askari. He has just one child. He's one of the Imam, he has just one child. Alhamdulillah, other Imam have a lot of children, but Imam Hassan Askari has just one child. That's our great Imam, our present Imam, Imam al-Zaman, ajjalallahu ta'ala fajr sharif.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Last night in another speech, I talked about the life of the mother of Imam al-Zaman. And I don't want to just say everything again. Just a summary of the last speech I talked about, it was Imam al-Zaman, we believe he is half from West and half from East, because he is the savior of the world. We believe when he want to come to save the world, he's not originally from Arab nation. He's not originally Arab. Because